We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Always great to be with you on a Monday and talk Golden Eagle basketball. Normally Golden Eagle and Lady Golden Eagle basketball, but the Lady Eagles in action tonight over at Rick Green Coliseum. They are hosting the Roadrunners of UTSA. So we'll spend our entire hour today with the head basketball coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Ladner. The Golden Eagles just returning from a trip down to South Florida, a Thursday night ball game against FIU, the Panthers of FIU, then a Saturday afternoon ball game against the Owls of Florida Atlantic. And the Golden Eagles back on the road. That's not a surprise. Back on the road later this week on Thursday night. They will be over at the Bartow Arena in Birmingham, Alabama, to take on the Blazers of the UAB. So glad to have you with us here at Walk-Ons, and we'll be talking the entire hour about Golden Eagle basketball. Again, the Lady Eagles, a game tonight over at the Coliseum against the UTSA, one of those makeup games. The Golden Eagles are going to have a makeup game coming up in just a couple of makeup games coming up for the Golden Eagles over the next couple of weeks. All right, Coach Jay Ladner's here. We'd love you to have a join our conversation. If you are listening in and you want to ask a question, feel free to jot one down. We'll ask that of Coach Ladner. If you're in the restaurant with us, we've got some of our question forms. We'll let you ask a question that way of the head coach of the Golden Eagles. And Jay, not that this should surprise me in this year of crazy things. This weekend was another crazy one for the Golden Eagles after a game on Thursday night in Miami against FIU. The Golden Eagles played on Saturday afternoon against the Owls of FAU and had plans to fly back to Hattiesburg later that Saturday evening. But we found out that flight was canceled, and so the Eagles wound up getting home about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So just the world of college basketball these days.
Well, it's certainly been our world, and for whatever reason, it just
sometimes when it rains, it pours, John. It just, it was almost, I think we've almost come to, you've been with us each time, so you kind of come to expect it. It just hasn't been optimal for us in terms of travel. We just seem to have one bad break after another. We're getting ready to load the bus to head over to the game, and of course, we're getting ready to play the game too, and we get word that the flight's canceled for after the game. So everybody return back to the hotel, back to the rooms. You know, get your stuff back up. We're staying the next night. So thank goodness that we have outstanding operations and support staff, and they were able to take that. Of course, he spent most of his. He didn't. I don't think he saw much of the ball game Saturday because he was at the airport trying to figure out how we were going to get on.
You're talking about Garland.
Talking about Garland Wilson, our operations guy, does a great job, and hope he listens to this and hears the shout out we're giving him. Because that a lot of times, unless something goes wrong, they're like a long snapper in football or a kicker. You know, they don't get the. As long as everything's okay, nobody really knows who they are until something happens bad. But I got to give a shout out to them. But you know, the negative part of that, of course, it cost us a day off. So to kind of compensate for that, we actually are going to take today's off from practice and try to get our guys back on their academics and regrouped and get started tomorrow in our preparation for UAB.
The bad thing about that from Garland's standpoint and Jeremy Tecolvi, who helps him out, is you're already planning to go load up the bus and go to the airport after the game. So now you got to talk to the hotel people. You got to say, hey, we got to have those rooms again tonight.
Meals.
Then you got to figure out how to get out of there. Finally, the Eagles couldn't get out of Miami, could not get out of Boca. We ended up going to Fort Lauderdale and finally caught a flight to fly back to Norman. That was a packed flight. The airport was crazy. So lots of crazy things happened.
Just another tough break for it. But those guys, that should toughen us up a little bit. If anything ever happens from this point forward, I don't think it's we'll be used to it. We're used to it. So we have to adapt and adjust and overcome. That's part of being a Golden Eagle too.
A tale of kind of two games over the weekend. The Thursday night game in Miami against FIU. You guys played really, really well. One of your best games, I thought, of the year, and had the lead up until about the final 4 minutes of the ball game and missed a couple of shots. FIU made a couple of shots and ended up winning the ball game.
Yeah, I thought that we had had some good days of preparation, John, and I was real proud of our team. Of course, you know, let's call it like it is. We want to win. We need to win a few ball games, and I thought we'd given ourselves a great chance there against a good basketball team. And you're right. We got just like we have in probably the previous five games up until not counting the Florida Atlantic game, but the prior five games, we put ourselves in position to win, leading at the half, you know, lead it deep into the second half. I think, as you mentioned, up until the last 4 minutes, we're ahead. But there's an old saying when it comes to winning, there are no small things when it comes to winning. And I thought a key play, we're up four, they miss a free throw. We don't secure the rebound, which is a pet peeve of mine, particularly off a free throw, because you have four defenders and three offensive players there. You've got an advantage just built in, and we didn't get the rebound. And as our luck would have it, they kicked it out for a three-point shot, cut it 4-1 crowd. Of course, they had an incredible crowd there, probably one of the larger crowds they've ever had in that arena. That particular night, and got them going in into the game. So rather than us coming back under 4 minutes with a four-point lead and the basketball chance to go up six or seven, and we were playing really, really well offensively, we go up one, don't score on the other end, missed a shot that we would normally make, and they come down and hit another three. And all of a sudden, you know, and then that's where we also have to learn to be a little bit tougher too. I just think that, you know, our confidence has waned a little bit, and when something like that happens to us, we have it just takes us a little while to get over it, and I think it hurt our confidence. And up to that time, I thought we had played, as you mentioned, maybe one of our best games this season. Had really, really played well, played with some swagger, played smart, played together. And but it just wasn't our night.
It's and a tough team to play. That FAU ball club, but no secrets. I mean, they probably shoot haven't looked at the stats, but I'm sure they shoot as many three-pointers as anybody in the league, maybe as anybody in the country. That's kind of their primary shot, and if you catch them on a night where they're hitting some of those shots, it's a tough team to play against.
And, of course, in the first half, you know, we were making the threes. We were shooting it well, and I thought we were defending it well as the game got going. And, again, on some situations that we could have one of them was off, and I didn't even say this, one was off an offensive rebound earlier in the half. It kind of got those guys going a little bit and got them into the game and kept them in the game where maybe we should have extended that lead out to 10 or 12 where we could have maybe withstood a late rally. But that wasn't to be. We've got to learn how to win. And, you know, winning's a habit, unfortunately, is so is losing. And so that's something we've got to get turned around and get turned around quick.
As you mentioned, it's not a big gym, but I thought they did a great job the other night. They had a great crowd in there, and they were really into. They had a lot of stuff going on within the course of the game. Yeah. So credit to them. They had a great crowd in there on Thursday night.
They sure did. And I tell you this, they were filing in there. Of course, when we arrived, there was a big crowd of students waiting to get in the game. And you kind of anticipate it. They've got something going here. And I even remember when we came out from the second half, it looked like they had a cattle call, and I mean, around Miami. And I mean, they were filing in there at halftime, and ended up really. I'm certain, like I said, maybe the biggest crowd they've ever had there. I can't see it been much more than that. And they made a lot of noise and got behind their team, and they were the difference.
They had a great welcome for the new athletic director, who I know you spent some time with, and I did after the game. Scott Carr, who used to be here at Southern Miss, now the new
name will resonate with a lot of Southern Miss fans.
Now the new
absolutely.
AD down there at
Scott
FIU.
Will do a great job down there, John.
So, all right, now the Eagles. We'll talk about the FIU game in just a minute, but a lot of positives, as you said, in that FAU ball game or the FIU ball game. And good to see some of those younger players. Jerron Pierre continues to play well. Of course, Tyler Stevenson, DeAndre Pigney. But you had some other guys that kind of stepped up, played pretty well there on Thursday night.
Absolutely. Of course, Jerron, you know, one of Jerron's, I think, challenges has been when he's had a good game, he's struggled to come back, and he'd had a good game against Rice, you know, prior to that. And what has been his tradition is he maybe have struggled the next game or two, but it's good to see he's actually put three or four back-to-back, and it's good to see that. And because he's doing that, he's given us an opportunity to be in some games and having an opportunity to win. And we just got to punch through the door, and we got to figure out a way to win these games when it gets down to crunch time.
Right. We're talking Golden Eagle basketball here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lander. The Golden Eagles off until Thursday night. They'll be over in the Bartow Arena in Birmingham to take on a really good UAB ball club on the Thursday night. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk more Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jay Lander. You're listening to the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
We are back with you here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the official home of the Golden Eagle Hotline. John Cox, along with Coach Jay Lander for the show today. Joy Lee McNellis and the Lady Eagles are getting ready to play. In fact, they are underway today over at the Green Coliseum, taking on the Roadrunners of the UTSA. That's one of the makeup games the Eagles have. Jay, you got a couple of makeup games coming up that's going to have a stretch. I'm trying to look at it right here. Thursday night at UAB, and then next week a Monday game at home against Western Kentucky, a Thursday game against UTSA, and then a Saturday game against UTEP. Does that sound right? There's three.
Yep. And then Monday, and then the following Monday, we'll play Marshall. So we've got an incredible stretch here coming back to back to back. And so it's season coming close to, you know, getting quick to an end. But we need to find a way to get us some momentum going, John, into that conference tournament.
right, here's a question. This is an email question from Kenny down in Biloxi. Wants you to talk a little bit about DeAndre Pinckney. Talk about how you found him and how you've seen him get better this year.
Well, first of all, I don't know, Kenny, if he knows DeAndre Pinckney or not on a personal level. There's not a finer young man. We've got some fine our fan base may not be happy with our one-loss record. I'm not, and our players are not. But I tell you what they can be happy about was the type of young men that we have representing the university. And, John, you see them on a daily basis and travel with us, and so you know what type of young men. So we've got great diplomats of our university. I'm proud of that. Of course, that's a piece of the puzzle. But DeAndre Pinckney is as fine a young man as that we have. And his recruitment was very intense, to be honest with you. He had over 60 Division I offers. Our inside to him, and I have to give him a lot of credit, is Coach Anthony Anderson, who's originally from Slidell, had coached at Lamar. And it was an assistant coach while I was the head coach at Southeastern Louisiana. We were in the Southland Conference together. So Anthony and I had known each other a long time. Anthony had also been an assistant for Coach Tim Floyd, who's close to our program. So there were a lot of connections with our relationship. Well, he eventually became the head basketball coach at Broward Community College in Miami. Anthony Anderson did. That was DeAndre's junior college coach. So, of course, that was our inside, and I have to give Anthony a lot of credit for helping us get that done. So that was a he's been a great young man. Of course, I think he's really finally beginning to – I've said this the last couple of weeks. You're beginning to see him finally get comfortable out there. Of course, he's fought some injuries and some sickness. But he's beginning to really, really play well. Has kind of very firmly entrenched himself in the starting lineup now, and beginning to do some good things. I can't say enough good things about DeAndre Pinckney. Just an outstanding young man, and is finally becoming the player that we need for him to be too.
He's kind of a dual threat guy. You don't find many guys his size that have his quickness, but also his ability to go outside and shoot that 18 to 22 foot jump shot.
Shoots the three. He's gotten very comfortable doing that, He's gotten more comfortable driving the basketball. That's one thing I wanted to see him is be more physical in terms of being inside, getting to the foul line a little bit more, scoring with his back to the basket, just really becoming more of a complete player instead of just a face-up four-man. And he's done that. So just really couldn't be any more pleased. And he's doing, if we can get him to just be a little more consistent shooting the ball, we feel like that we're maybe one other guy away from giving us some scoring that's going to help us punch through this wall.
Another big guy, of course. So we kind of, I don't think we overlook him, but you're so used to seeing him play out there as Tyler Stevenson plays so good, so hard every time he's out there, and you just expect that out of him. But he is maybe quietly having a really good year.
He's having
as good
a great
as anybody
year.
In Conference USA.
Yeah, he's having such a great year, and you know, sometimes when you're a player and maybe arguably the best player on our team, but that team is struggling, it's a lot easier for opposing teams to focus their defensive efforts. For instance, Saturday's game against Florida Atlantic, every time Tyler touched the ball, he was looking at a double team.
Yeah.
You know, so he's the focus of their defensive game plans. But gosh, he's amazingly consistent. But borrowed this term from Coach Kyle Rohn, our associate head coach, years back when we were at Southeastern Louisiana together. And he used the term then that I've stolen from him. I have to give him credit. Calls an everyday dude. He is an everyday dude. He works his tail off every single day. He approaches with a great attitude. He's always got a great smile on his face. I'll ask our strength coach how he did in the weight room. He had a great day, Coach. Coach Rohn in academics said, Coach, how'd he do in study hall today? Had a great day. He's just an everyday guy, and it's no secret to his success on the floor. And the good thing about it, he's already surpassed. He's one of the few players in Southern Miss history that's a 1,500 guy. I mean, 1,000 points, 500 rebounds. And he's got a lot more basketball to go. So he's got some records to set. And, of course, you know, he's a guy that we count on to help us in rebuilding our program.
Such a great guy, great student, guy that works hard at it. And what's neat about him, you can be on the airplane with him or close to him on the bus. He's so quiet sometimes. Don't even know he's there.
He is. He does, you know, in today's society where everything's kind of out, you know, putting your chest out and saying, I did this, I did that, look at me. He's not that guy. And that's really what makes him so easy to like as well. He's about winning. He's about whatever it takes. And I can tell you this, even though he has great numbers, John, he would trade those numbers for Southern Miss W's right now. He's doing his part. We just got to get a few other guys just to elevate their game just a little bit, I think, to get us where we need to get.
And you said he's done some great things in his career at Southern Miss, but if he was sitting here talking to us, right, he wouldn't even mention all those.
No question.
He'd talk more about his teammates than he would himself.
He would talk more about his teammates. He would give credit to his coaches. He would give credit to everybody, and he would trade the accolades that he deserves. He would trade those. I guarantee you right now, say, all right, Tyler, you're not going to start the rest of the year, but I tell you what's going to happen is we're going to go to the NCAA tournament. We're going to get hot at the right time and win that conference tournament. But you won't be able to start the rest of the year. He wouldn't check one bit.
No. All right, we're talking Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jade Ladder. Go Eagles back in action on Thursday night on the road at the Bartow Arena in Birmingham to take on the Blazers of UAB. Lady Eagles in action tonight over at Reed Green Coliseum. They're taking on UTSA. We'll talk more Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jade Ladder right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches' shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Southern Miss Athletics. This is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
We're talking Golden Eagle basketball here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg with the head basketball coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lander. The Golden Eagles off until Thursday night, 6 o'clock ball game, 6 o'clock ball game over at the Bartow Arena in Birmingham. They'll take on the Blazers of UAB. And that'll start a stretch of home games against Western Kentucky on Monday, against UTSA on Thursday, against UTEP next Saturday, and then Marshall the following Monday. So a four games in basically 7 or 8 days for the Golden Eagles after that Thursday night ball game over at UAB. Talking Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jay Ladner. And Jay, we've been talking about a couple of the players. Here's a question that's come in. This is from Bobby, who is over in Mobile. He wants you to talk about Jerron Pierre and what's been sort of the turn, what's caused his turnaround, if that's the right word, over the last few ball games.
Well, you know, I think, of course, Jerron had an outstanding freshman year. And what do they call that, John? The sophomore jinx,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
And he had a great year. He was all-league freshman, all-conference USA freshman team, and just really exceeded our expectations. And Jerron's a young man that loves basketball. He loves being in the gym. He works very, very hard on his game. And I'm not so sure. It could have been a multitude of reasons. It could have been, like I said, the old sophomore jinx. He may have gotten in his head a little bit. You know, maybe he was a little more had arrived, so to speak, or maybe it was just the fact that he got off to a slow start and it's taken him a little bit more to get out of it. But I do think this. Of course, we ended up taking him out of the lineup several weeks ago, out of the starting lineup. Of course, he was still playing a good bit, but took him out of starting lineup because he just – you know, we just thought other guys were being a little more productive than he was, particularly on the defensive end. And I think that once he began to pay, you know, and still like the rest of our guys, we've got to do a better job defensively. And we can talk about that later in the show, too. I think our defense the last couple of games hasn't been what it needs to be. But as far as Jerron's concerned, I think that maybe got his attention a little bit. And then I think also his shot selection got better. Give Coach Zay Carson, he works with our guys a lot on their shooting, but he also works with them on shot selection and the shots they're shooting. What we mean by shot selection, shooting shots that they're capable of making. And once Jerron, his level of difficulty of the shots that he was attempting, he began to take higher percentage shots. It's amazing now how much more confidence that he's shooting with. And here's how you get confidence. I just had this conversation with our team. You don't get confidence by coach going, or John, man, you're a great shooter. That's not how you get confidence. That's has nothing to do with it. Confidence is gained through successful repetition, and it's like us taking games to the nut cut time, as they would say. You get down to nut cut, you gotta have maybe done that before. Hey, and see good things happen, and you gotta have the courage to make it happen. Well, again, confidence is successful repetition. So the more that Jerron has seen, beginning to see shots go in for him, he's now shooting with more and more confidence. And so it's come at a good time for us. We want him to continue to focus on his defense, make sure that – see, there's three things, John, kind of getting off a little bit, but it was good to kind of do this. There's three things on our team we say are non-negotiable. Being a team man. A team man doesn't just mean passing the ball to the open guy, or it means setting screens. It means diving on for loose balls. But it also means being a good person, being a good teammate, being a good guy off the floor. That's non-negotiable in our program. The second thing is all of them, we want all of our players, or demand they all play with great effort. And that means practice. And then thirdly, all of them defend. And so it's really not a discussion a player's going to have or can have. Well, you know, coach, I'm scoring, you know, 25. But, well, if your man got 29, you know, that doesn't help us win, you know. So that's kind of the attitude. And you know, Southern Miss, who we are, our fiber, our DNA is about that toughness. And toughness is on the defensive end. So I think as he's paid more attention to that end of the floor, it's amazing how he's done better on the offensive end.
Yeah, I was going to say it's amazing how if you become a better defensive player, it gives you more opportunities to score and maybe gives you more confidence
to
shoot the
basketball. It does, and it gives you it helps you get into the rhythm of the game. You know, John, you're a former basketball player. The harder you play on defense, it's amazing how much better the team individually and the team play on the offensive end.
All right, let me get us caught up. We're running a little behind schedule, so let's take another break right here. We are talking Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jay Lander. Eagles off until Thursday night at the Bartow Arena over in Birmingham to take on the Blazers of UAB. That is a 6 o'clock ball game. Our broadcast will get started at 5:30 that night with our Golden Eagle courtside show. We'll come back, talk more Golden Eagle basketball, take some more questions that are coming in here on the show tonight. We'll do that in just a moment. Back with more from Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the court. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day, but they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
All right, and we're back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline. Our lone guest today is head coach Jay Lander, head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Joy the McNellis over at Regreen Coliseum, getting ready to take on the Roadrunners of UTSA. So the Lady Eagles in action today. And so Jay will spend the entire hour with us as we talk Golden Eagle basketball. And the Golden Eagles, just one game, I guess, in the calendar week. That is Thursday night over at UAB. But again, next week, Golden Eagles will be in action against Western Kentucky on Monday, UTSA on Thursday, UTEP at home on Saturday, and then Marshall next Monday. So that adds up to what, one, two, three? That's about five games in about a 10-day period. So that's like the NBA. I don't think the NBA even does that anymore. But
no.
That's a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. You like to think maybe you're starting to play the way you want to play, and so maybe that works in your advantage just to get out there and play some ball games.
John, we've gotten better and better. You know, of course, no one's going to – you know, I've referenced this many times over the last few weeks. We're not excuse makers. In fact, one of my favorite quotes of all time is Dr. George Washington Carver said back in the early part of the 20th century, back in the early 1900s, Dr. Carver said, you know, 99% of people that are failures in the world today have a habit of making excuses. And I love that. And so we don't make excuses. We don't make excuses for travel. We don't make excuses for, oh, well, we've got guys out or sick. That's nobody. The bottom line is for us to be competitive and us to win basketball games and us to compete for league and NCAA, league championships, NCAA bursts. And that's what we're about. That's what we're about every day. Our record is I don't want to use the term embarrass what our record is, but I'm not happy about it. And I know a lot of other people aren't happy, and that's fine too. I'd feel the same way. So it is what it is. But I can tell you this, we're not sitting there taking it sitting down either. And our players aren't either. And you know, there's also, of course, I've been doing this a long time. There's also, you're never a loser until it doesn't bother you to lose. And I can tell you, it's bothering a lot of people. It bothers you, it bothers me, it bothers our fan base. But most of all, the people that matter to us, it bothers our players. So they're battling. We got to figure out a way to win, and that's my responsibility. I take full responsibility for where we are. But you know, you talk about 5 and 10 games. I see that as a great opportunity. And one of the things that I had put on our board prior to the FIU game was I said, fellas, we are one game away from changing our season around, flipping our season around. We knew, of course, I don't think anybody set up and talked about that we expected our team to go undefeated or so and forth. I do think that we're better than our record. And again, whatever that is, I take responsibility for. But I'll say this, I do think that with some – needed confidence, if we could figure out a way to pull off one of these things. And I'll use one of our other league opponents as an example. Marshall was expected to be one of the top teams in the league. They have had, I'm certain, a disappointing year. And for them record-wise, I have no idea. Coach D'Antoni is a good personal friend of mine. But they just recently lost 10 games in a row. And of course, UAB was supposed to crush them. And they just recently beat UAB. So it shows you, just hang in there. Our league is a one-bid league, which means for the people that are listening, what is he talking about, a one-bid league? And I mean, there's this crazy guy talking about going to the NCAA tournament. Well, our bid's a one-bid league. And unless a team in our league is undefeated, they're not going to get an at-large berth. And it's a shame because we have a great basketball league. And I don't think it has the respect that it should nationally. I mean, look at the teams in the Western Division, how strong our basketball is in the Western Division. Every game is tough. But if we could – if John, what I mean by that, so is we – one-bid league, we go to the conference tournament, we string together four games in a row, we win that thing. We're not that far away. I mean, look at Louisiana Tech's one of the top teams, North Texas one of the top teams. We've gone toe-to-toe with those guys. But we just got to – we need a little bit more. And what I meant by we're one game away, if we could get – I firmly believe this from the bottom of my heart. If we could figure out a way and we could punch through and win that one game, I think it would just do wonders for guys – in terms of their confidence and their psyche, and because they keep battling in the way that we are, and we lose, but they'll come back to practice and they'll work hard, and we'll go back the next day and we'll battle somebody else. But we've got to get to that final 2 or 3 minutes, and maybe one day that shot will go in that seems to go in against us all the time, you know, that last shot of the half or maybe the end of the ball game. We'll find a way to win that thing. That's what we're working toward.
All right, here's a question. This is from Mike up in the Jackson area. I want you to give an update on Tay Hardy. For those who don't know, Tay got hurt about game 4 or 5 of the season with a shoulder. He's been out for the year. How's his recovery coming? And how much has it meant not to have a veteran guy like him in there?
It's been a killer. And I guess you just look at the facts, of course. And You know, we had won three in a row. Probably, John, headed toward fourth one. We were in pretty good control in that game that he got hurt on at the time. Tay, just to remind people, tore his labrum against Montana. We were playing Montana in the championship of their tournament at Montana. Actually tried to, after a little bit of work with the trainer, coach, and that's the type of competitor he is, too. He comes back to the bench. Of course, with the torn labrum, his shoulder became dislocated. Well, they didn't realize the damage initially that was done to the shoulder. So he tries to come back in the game. The trainer okayed him to come back in, and he was lifting his arms up to take his warm-up top off, and, his shoulder dislocated again, as we would say, popped out, you know. So, of course, once he got back, we got an MRI done, and he was – of course done for the year and ended up having surgery. I appreciate this question, because sometimes people would forget that. Well, Tay's not only did he, I was looking at his numbers, not only was he averaging 14, and you know, but he was also one of our tougher rebounders. He was what coach would refer to as a glue guy. He makes the other players better on the floor, but also keeps us organized out there. You know, basketball, unlike football, you know, we don't get a chance to huddle up every play. And so you have to have players on the floor that kind of keep your team organized and move on to – and we're constantly converting from defense to offense and offense to defense. And it's difficult at times. So you have to have players that really understand what you're trying to get done out there offensively and defensively. He was that guy for us. But he has been – each time that he has been to see the doctor, he has gotten glowing results. He's out of his brace now. They said he is ahead of schedule. The good thing also about this is they say the doctors are telling us, Dr. Dews, that this is one of those surgeries, John, that's not a doesn't have a lingering effect. You generally come back from this once your rehabilitation is done, which he's doing daily, and you're 100%. So, and if there is a silver lining to losing Tay during the year, is that he'll get this year of eligibility back. In the NCAA, if you play less than a third of your schedule, which of course he did, he'll retain this year of eligibility. So Tay will actually have 2 years of eligibility remain, and that's a huge thing for us.
All right, good question. We're going to take a break. Come back, talk more Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jay Lander here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Back in a moment from Walk-Ons. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
Hey, back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline, visiting as we do always on the Mondays with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lander, also Coach Joy Lee McNellis. But the Lady Eagles are in action this evening against UTSA over at Rick Green Coliseum. We will not have a show the next couple of weeks. That's because the Golden Eagles are in action. And so our network will have the Golden Eagle basketball games. That's next Monday will be against Western Kentucky at the Rick Green Coliseum, the following Monday against the Marshall Thundering Herd. So no show next Monday or the following Monday because of conflicts with Golden Eagle basketball. Visiting with Coach Jay Lander, the Eagles get ready to travel over to UAB and play on Thursday night at the Bartow Arena. I know you probably haven't looked a lot yet at UAB, maybe some earlier today, but what sort of stands out when you see UAB on video?
Gosh, talent. They did a – of course, Coach Kennedy is a name familiar with a lot of our fan base because of all of his years at Ole Miss. Of course, he had played at UAB. He's a Mississippi guy, but he played at UAB and he's one of the top players in UAB history.
And played for Jim Valvano.
Played
over
his freshman
North Carolina
year. Rich
State,
signed. He's from Louisville, Mississippi. He signed with NC State, Coach Valvano, out of high school. Had a good year, of course, as a freshman, but transferred to UAB to finish out his remaining years there. And just, you know, he does a great, great job recruiting. Of course, UAB is a basketball school. I know they've had a little success in football, but, you know, it's not hard when you arrive over there. You know that. Beautiful facilities and a great, you'll have great fan support. They take basketball seriously. But what stands out to me with their team is their talent. They did a good job of getting guys out of the transfer portal and mixing them in with some of their best players that they have returning. They look the part, and they've of course had a great year. We just talked about the fact that they got upset by Marshall, came back and got back down to business against MTSU in their last game. So it's always a great game. We've played well there over the years. We had two nail biters with them there last year. Of course, the year before we beat them there. So it's always a great rivalry for Southern Miss and UAB. But when you mention what stands out to them is that they're very, very talented. And they really don't have a weakness. They're big. They've got great guard play. It's going to be a great challenge.
Unless I'm wrong, too, they normally are one of the better three-point shooting ball clubs in the country. I don't know if they're doing that as much this year.
Hasn't quite been there. They do have some guys that can really shoot it well. The Walker kid, their point guard who transferred from Tulane, had a great game against us last year when he was playing for Tulane. He's their point guard and really lighting it up. He's their biggest three-point threat, but they're so athletic. Coach Kennedy, of course, coming from Ole Miss, they look like an SEC-level team physically. And that's going to be, you know, and John, for us to win these basketball games, I think we've got to really get back to guarding people like we were earlier in the year. I think I don't want to say we've gotten away from it, but we just we're not defending with that grit. And I think some of it's got to do with that swagger, that confidence that we talked about earlier in this show. And for us to beat UAB, we got to be physical. We got to be tough. We got to be who Southern Miss is, and that's getting after people's tail and being physical and making every possession make them grind it out against us if they're going to score.
Sometimes success on offense makes you a better defensive ball
club. No question. You know, you got to see. I think that's hurt us. We've had a tendency, John, to go through stretches, drought, so to speak, where we may go 4 or 5 minutes without scoring. And you know, even though it's easier for a coach to say, you know, a kid won't see that ball go in every now and then. And I use a scenario sometimes. You'll go watch particularly a high school game. You'll see a high school kid maybe make a big three-point shot or dunk a ball, and all of a sudden they're slapping the floor, going back on defense. They're down in a stance, and they're hollering and screaming, "Let's go!" And it's energized them, you know. And if you continue to go through a drought and you miss and miss and miss and miss, and even though that's your expectation, sometimes it's not realistic in the effort on defense. So again, I think we've got to find something good our guys need and something good to happen to them. And I think if we can do that, scoring the ball or certainly finding a way to win, it will help elevate our play in all the different phases of the game.
All right, going to take a break here at Walk-Ons as we head down the stretch run here tonight on the Golden Eagle Hotline with Coach Shea Lanner. We'll take a break back in a moment. Southern Miss basketball, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches' shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
All right, we head down the stretch run today here at Walk-Ons on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Again next week, And the following week, no shows. The Eagles will have basketball games on those Mondays. So no show. The next show will be on February the 28th, I believe, is the next show. And so we'll be back then. But in between, a couple of Golden Eagle basketball games on Monday against Western Kentucky and the Marshall Thundering Herd. All right, Jay, as the Eagles, if there's just one thing you want your team to do better against UAB on Thursday night, what would that one thing be?
I want to see us getting back to defending. I just mentioned at the end of the last segment, I want to see us getting back to defending at a high level. We've done that at times. One of the first things that I felt like in the fall when we began to practice, I felt like that we had an opportunity. Of course, we had Tay Hardy at that time too, yeah, who's one of the better defenders in our league. But I want us to get back to playing defense with that type of commitment and energy and toughness. And I don't think that we just abandoned it. But I think as the season's gone and the way it's gone, our confidence levels drop. I can just remember, like, up in Montana. Of course, you know, we played UNC Wilmington. They're like, John, they're like 16-4 or something like that, you know. And we just had our way with them, if you remember. But we played with so much energy on the defensive end, deflections, steals, taking charges, loose balls, talking on defense, rotating, keeping the ball in front of us, stopping dribble penetration. I mean, I can just go on and denying cuts and flashes, executing a defensive game plan. I want us to get back to there. And I think if we will do that, we've got enough basketball in this season left. To be honest with you, our offense has begun to show some consistency and has gotten better and better. But we can't give up 81 points like we did Saturday and expect to win. That's we don't have the offense, our style offensively, and we don't have the offensive firepower to counter that. Even on our best shooting nights, we need to hold teams below 40% in terms of field goal percentage. We need to make sure that we win the rebounding battle, and then third, we've got to make sure that we're holding them about 60 points or less. If we do that, we're in. And if you look back at our games, that those are games we're right there. And make another shot or two, we'll have a chance to win those things.
All right, let's take one final break here on the show tonight. We'll come back and spend our final few minutes with Coach Jay Lander tonight here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Here from Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the home of the Golden Eagle Hotline. Back after this, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield. And back our final few minutes today here on the Golden Eagle Hotline with Coach Jay Lander. All right, Jay, the schedule has not been friendly to the Golden Eagles. Seems like you've been on the road quite a bit. But after the game on Thursday against UAB, if my math is correct, 8 games left in the regular season for the Golden Eagles, and 6 of those, I think, are at home. You only have a trip to North Texas and a trip to Rice. So after UAB, wow, everything else at Regrin Coliseum.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I can't even imagine. I mean, I think we've played 4 games since November at home. But now that we've been through it, I would certainly – it's exciting to know that we could play 6 of our last 8 in Reed Green. And, by the way, John, that fight song comes on. I don't know if you, but it still stirs me up a little bit here.
I love it.
Me
yeah.
too. I think we got one of the best in the country, and of course it puts my hair on my back of my neck raises up anytime I hear that.
Hey, so. And our pep band, who
awesome.
Speaking of them, they've done a great job this year. We've had a great atmosphere. Tony's over here. Tony
yep.
and the
Tony and his
folks,
crew do a great job.
They've done a great job of making that atmosphere yep. kind of the way we like it.
You know, Tony and I talk a lot. Of course, we communicate a lot, and I tell Tony all the time, it's time for us, and when I say us, I'm pointing 2 thumbs at me. It's time for us to do our job. Our fan base is hungry. We've got a great support marketing staff. Our pep band's great. Our cheerleaders are great. The Southern Misses are great. I'll be honest with you. I think our fan base has been incredibly loyal, considering the fact that we haven't won enough ball games. And I'm appreciative of that, and I want to make sure that they know that I know and our staff knows and our players know that they've been there for us. And saying that, if we would do our part and we would start winning ball games and do the things that my job entails, and with all those other things in place, John, it would get back to the way it was. And that's what everybody wants. We, you know, is there a day goes by, John, that people don't talk? We were in the airport yesterday. You and I are in the airport in Fort Lauderdale. A guy from Collins, Mississippi, who went to Mississippi State, and all he wanted to talk about were the glory days in football and Reggie Collier and Sammy Winder. Then, of course, Randolph Keys and the basketball team and the success that we've had. And he was a Mississippi State guy. And so, and our tradition is so rich at Southern Miss and athletics, that's the disappointing thing I have in myself, is that we haven't been able to get it where it is sooner. But understand this, nobody's working harder than myself and our staff and our players to return it to that level. But I know that the exciting thing to me is to get to that point, because once we get there, we're going to get there. Once we get there, that how neat of an experience that's going to be for our guys to see a Pat Reed Green Coliseum.
Yeah, and you're right. Our marketing folks done a great job of kind of doing their part to kind of get it back to where we want it to be.
They have, and I give Tony and his entire crew great credit, and as I mentioned, the other group. So that's exciting that those things are in place. We got to do our part now.
All right, well, that's going to do it tonight from here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Again, no show next week, no show the following week because they're going an Eagle basketball.
We'll be at home, though.
Monday night. The Eagles will be at home at Reed Green Coliseum. Yeah. Thanks for everybody who took part of the broadcast, part of the show today. We will see you next time when we talk more Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Joy Lee McNellis and Coach Jay Lander. See you next time, everybody. So long from Walk-Ons. This has been the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Thank you.
The Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield. You've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.